Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth. Chris Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here. Set up a little straighter, miss a pass in second grade. Says, Michael, sit up straight. So I was slouching.
Yes.
It's a bad habit.
You want to
keep your shoulders back and sit up, and you don't have pinched nerves and stuff that way as you get older. Your spine, everything kind of compresses. So you have to.
Yeah.
That's one way: stretching and sitting up straight. So I feel like I'm back in military school. Where we had to sit at the table until we were given at ease for a meal.
Okay.
So that's attention while you're sitting, by the way. Yeah.
Okay.
Chin tucked in and everything. Yeah. All right. 919-860-9783. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh in the market shops, and this is just one of the best places. I just love the farmers market anyway, but this is one of the best places to. And Cheryl has been meticulously going from booth to booth, checking things out. And there's so much to see. And I don't know where Rufus is. He must be meeting somebody. He's handing out patronage left and right, cinnamon buns and whatever. So apple fritters that Phil brought this morning. Thank you, Phil, as always, for that. We have less than an hour to go in the show this morning. I want to point out that if you're coming in, I did the first hour, the vendors are in building number two because they're working to renovate. They always do some maintenance on the buildings, and they move them down to building number two as they're working on building number one. The Market Restaurant is open. The Market Bakery, the Market Grill, which is inside this building. Farmers Market Restaurant, of course, a separate building over there with the octagonal building. Seafood restaurants opening up about 11 o'clock. So you can't go out here and not find something to eat. You can come in the market shops and find a lot of sweets, too. Yeah, and the cookie people may be here. I don't know if they're here or not. And there are Anna Laura's Bakery, another good carry business. At La Farm and Anna Laura's Bakery over there, and the Blue Moon Bakery that's getting ready to take over Ashworth Drug. That Blue Moon Bakery has Melissa likes the chocolate chip cookies there. They have some good stuff. That's another good. If you like the fragrance of baking items, that's another good place. Go into a bakery like Blue Moon, or come to the farmer's market. Market shops and check that out.
Market shops have really come alive in the last couple hours.
I know.
Nobody here, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah. And we keep trying to give people cinnamon buns and said, no, we've eaten or we're getting ready to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really watching their weight, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, you know, they don't want to pack
in the
it
year.
In.
Everybody's still
I would
early.
Not turn down, although I have. I try to be discreet and not overeat. But Phil brings the best pastries.
Yeah, those apple fritters.
Known to man. Are you going to take one home to your
I
wife?
I may have to.
Sure, yes.
I think you
yeah.
ought to. Would she prefer the cinnamon bun?
If she's listening, she would shoot me if I don't.
Would she like the cinnamon bun or?
Apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well.
She's an apple fritter lady.
You have our permission.
Phil, I smell a cigar.
Oh, that's where Rufus is. There's $50 cigars. So what's going on at Camel Road Nursery?
Well, I think we're finally going to be able to be open today for sure. Goodness gracious. So we've got, still have herbs and, well, not herbs, but perennials on sale. Got lots of perennials on sale. We've got a new crop of pansies, new crop of snaps, new crop of cool waves, and violas. So it's really pretty in that house, and you pick out your colors and go in there where it's warm and just take those with you. We've got house plants in that house as well. It's the one there in the parking lot. We've got primrose, the little primula, that just look like a breath of spring and breath of fresh air. I mean, they're just gorgeous. And we've got just... got a new crop of perennials coming along, so they're looking real good. Rufus and I were walking yesterday and looking at those. We've still got camellias, the japonicas, and just tons of shrubs and things. And as I've said before, we did not move our shrubs in, so you don't have to worry about them getting hurt. They've been protected. They're under the trees. And even though they don't have leaves, there's still a lot of protection you don't realize comes from oaks and things like that. So just
when you and Rufus are walking, y'all don't say bad things about me, do you?
No.
Okay.
We talk about how beautiful the plants are.
All right. I just want to make sure.
No.
My ears are burning all the time.
Never do
somebody's
that.
Somebody's not us.
Well, you're going to have to find somebody else to ask.
I think you're just not admitting it.
Now, no,
Shane is here. Shane?
Yep.
Shane works for you every once in a while, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Shane, what are you up to? You going to enter something in the state fair this year?
Yeah, I'll do the state fair, but I better clean out my caladiums and elephant ears. They've been in there a couple of years, and I don't think that worked in my favor for judging last year.
So you didn't win the blue ribbon this year.
I did not win the blue ribbon.
What did you?
You know, I thought about filing a protest and going visiting Commissioner Troxler, but
let's not have controversy everywhere. He would not take too kindly to that, probably. Anyway.
I'll tell you a funny story about the farmer's market, kind of related to the farmer's market. Y'all know about Crawfish Day in June.
Absolutely. Things crawling all over the place.
I came out here, well, it's probably been 8 or 10 years with my brother. I'd never been here before, and we bought a 10-pound bag of crawfish, and I'd taken it home. I'd never cooked crawfish before.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were just going to cook them up. And I opened the bag, and we're pulling them out, throwing them in the pot, and one giant crawfish crawled to the top.
And it spoke to you?
Well, in a way, because I said, you know what, I need to spare one not to feel so guilty about throwing all these in the pot of boiling water. And he had claws that were probably a couple of inches long. And we threw him in our aquarium. And we had a handful of guppies and some other fish in there. Well, they lasted about 2 weeks. And the funny thing, and we nicknamed him Claws. This is when my girls were young. And he would sit in the corner of the tank, and he was so big, you know, most crawfish, they'll try to climb out.
Right.
And he couldn't get out because he was too big, so he would just sit in the corner of the tank.
He looked more like a lobster.
Yes, exactly. And he would have his claws just stuck out in the air, if you can visualize that. And
just trying to catch something if it came by.
I would go to the store and get about 10-feeder minnows or goldfish every few weeks and put them out.
Oh,
and he'd just sit there, and he wouldn't move.
How
and
interesting.
You'd get up and go look at the tank one morning, and you'd see, you know, half a dozen minnows, half a minnow floating around. And it was a lot of fun.
I bet so. Well, that's interesting. I wonder how many people have done that, because a lot of people come out for that crawfish. That's a big deal.
It is. They sell out every time I've been out here. They usually sell out.
So do you like Rufus? Do you like crawfish?
I certainly do. They have a festival here. Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's good eating.
You can't quit.
Do you put any sauce on your crawdads when you eat them, Shane or Rufus?
Well, I did that Obey. I throw some Obey on there.
I do the same. Yeah, less is more with that.
Right. No ketchup.
No. No ketchup. That's like George's with hot dogs. No ketchup allowed.
That's right. What about onions, slaw, chili? You put
much
put that
of salt
on
chili, not allowed.
Okay.
Crawfish.
You just want that.
Now, Cajun, you can get some good Cajun crawfish at a restaurant downtown called, oh, my goodness, what is it? Right on Salisbury Street.
Is it a Cajun restaurant?
Yes. Oh. Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Big Daddy.
Oh.
You can get Cajun crawfish. Good stuff there.
How about that?
I guess
so. Miss Monica is.
Yeah, we're worried about you, Monica.
Well, I've been dealing with icy spots and spaces.
Icy spots. You have you having to go by and put.
I got to do this for Monica.
Put cat litter on.
Well, it's almost the same thing. This ice melt trying to get all those spots, so it's good and safe for everybody to be out wandering around and shopping today.
All right, we're going to come back and talk to Miss Monica a little bit, so let her relax. All right, we'll be back. We're at State Farmers Market in Raleigh in the market shops. It's 10:21. All right, we're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. John, why are you making Cheryl stand up?
She's on the trail.
She's standing up right now, and she's just, oh, you found yourself. Don't you want to sit down, Cheryl? You can sit in John's lab.
Keep it G-rated now.
Yeah, all right. So Miss Monica's with us, and you've been putting out cat litter.
Well,
morning.
We are trying to get it all cleared up. We've got
good for you.
The sun has helped us tremendously the past couple of days.
We don't want any liability problems.
That's right. And so we are thankful for the sunshine, and it's a beautiful day to come out to the market. And we have everything's cleared up pretty good. Just, you know, be safe as you're walking around, whether you're here or anywhere else. Rufus has got a neat shirt down there. I love that. Farmer's Market.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's available here in our market shops, I believe, down with the NC Hammock Company.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, does he have sweatshirts, too?
He does.
Good.
And caps and various different things and different designs. He has some different things with Raleigh NC on them. And he's got that wonderful Polly Island furniture and that bird seed and the, I think, the squirrel deterrent and all that wonderful products that he has down there. I think he shared some with us last time.
Monica, he brought us the bird.
I tell you, birds in my yard went crazy.
They went crazy. And what I love about it is the darn squirrels, when I had one before, they took the whole thing and ran with it. They won't touch this one.
Really? Awesome. So it's proven to work.
It's got some Bernie stuff in
you
there.
You sure that wasn't some of your political enemies?
Oh, my gosh.
They took the bird seed.
I love for those birds. Those squirrels go up there and look at it and go, ding, walk away. I love it. So if you want a squirrel proof suet hanging basket, go down to the hammock shop and he'll supply you with it.
Yeah, he's just quite eclectic.
They are. He's got a lot of neat stuff down there, and so many other people do here in the market shops. Of course, we've got all kinds of cakes and pies. The coffee shop's probably really booming this morning.
Oh,
a good hot cup of coffee down at 321.
And I have pointed out a couple of times that you are working on building number one, and the vendors are in building number two.
We are, and we have, so if you drive in, don't be alarmed. We still have the vendors down at the other end. We're just doing the annual maintenance like we do every year during the winter. So everybody's just shifted down. All the folks that are usually here all year long, they're shifted down to the other end. And
you got to maintain those big blank fans.
Yes, all that stuff. Have to keep it as clean as we can keep it.
All right.
That's right.
So, just purchased that from the lady here beside
me. Yes, the King's Pepper Seasoning.
Right.
Yes, and they do a wonderful job as well.
I haven't tried it, but I think this would go very well on crawfish.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
You going to have you something tonight?
Well, I think not.
You can put that on some chicken or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be. I mean, it doesn't have to be a seafood.
A Royal West African Spice Blend.
Mm-hmm. And she's right here at the entrance to the market shops. Nice lady.
Yeah. They've been a wonderful
addition. You can find about anything you want here.
Definitely. There's all kinds of wonderful products. We kind of refer to this as our old country store, store. You can find the hoop cheese. You can find the old-fashioned glass bottle drinks. You can find homemade soaps and lotions, of course, meats and cheeses, country ham, that's always a favorite. And the old-fashioned candies, you can find those as well, like the chocolate-covered peanuts and the hard candies. And just
Fudge,
yes. We've got the fudge, all kinds of barbecue sauces and canned items like jams, jellies, preserves, and fresh seafood.
Folks that need sugar-free like I do, get right over there. Sugar-free preserves, jams, jellies.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here.
Yes, it is.
Birdhouses. I see probably 50 birdhouses there, Monica.
Yes. They do a wonderful job. They have some really neat handcrafted birdhouses that are made locally.
Rufus, you need a
there
hat like that.
There goes a guy with a devil hat on.
That's what you need.
He got horns on it.
With horns.
Kind of need to dehorn him. That is not a fold herfer. He needs dehorn.
Oh, my gosh.
A guy just walked by with a toboggan on that had horns on it.
Yes.
Yeah. And tassels.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll have to get Rufus a unique hat to go with all his glasses.
I think those watermelon glasses you could wear most anything.
These are a favorite of a lot of people. I guess, Monica, that there's something's got to be another season besides watermelon that we could get.
Well, you could have some peaches, I guess. Or
yeah.
Peach steak.
I'll see what I can find.
Have some that look like collards.
There you go. Kale.
Kale?
I'd rather have kale.
Yeah. All right, the man with the plan says I got 15 seconds. Before we take a break here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, it's 10:29, so news is ahead. back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here. Rufus Edmonston is with us, of course.
Hey, sweet Judy.
There's Judy Montague.
Hello, Judy.
Yes, how are y'all this morning?
Fine. Tell us about your business. Are you working or just strolling today?
No, I'm working.
You're working. You got your booth open?
I love to work out here at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And all of y'all need to come out here because it's a lot of fun.
That's right. Sun's shining. If you find a good spot, you can stay warm.
Well, I'll have to say this. I've said it before, Judy and her family and I go back a long, long way. Her mother, we call her Big Mama, Big Papa. One time they had a big party for me when I was running for governor down at White Lake.
Oh,
we had
wow.
a wonderful, wonderful
I
time.
I bet so.
And Judy's sister also worked for me in the Attorney General's office, and I speak with her quite often. It's just a wonderful family.
Well, I appreciate that, and we think a lot of you, too. And we probably go back further than I want to admit, but because I'm only like 30 now.
Yeah, I know.
You know, my next birthday, I'm going to be 80 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Judy, it's unbelievable.
Well, you've held up well, Judy.
Unbelievable.
You've held up well.
Cheryl, if you look like this girl does when you're 80, she is a beauty. Yeah.
And Cheryl's 30.
Yeah.
Cheryl is 30. Yeah, so we Judy has all kinds of sweet.
Her sister calls me quite often. Betty. Yeah, that's Betty.
And Judy's responsible for making Neiman Marcus cake and bars and all kinds of stuff. Just good stuff and banana pudding in a jar and.
Well, we had a
strawberry shortcake.
Monica, I was a judge and I wasn't prejudiced.
Nobody hit you over the head if you didn't get picked up, right?
The winner out of all those wonderful desserts was Judy's banana pudding in the jar.
Yeah. Strawberry. I think it was the strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake, Rufus.
But we just had that in the summer months.
Oh, okay. Well, what about strawberries now? What do you do in the jar now?
I don't have anything in the jar right now. I have to wait for summer.
Wrong season.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I want to say something. We see Monica Wood down here, who's the manager out here, and she has done a wonderful job.
Hasn't she? Well, we all knew she would.
Yeah, she's smart as she can be. And want all of y'all to come out and meet all of us. They're all here, sitting here waiting for y'all to come.
That's right. Monica has to do everything.
They'll even get to see Big John, too, the famous disc
jockey. Big John will play something for you tomorrow if you come by and ask him.
Yeah. What happened to Phil?
I don't know.
Phil
just can't
around.
Sit down. She can't sit down, even though there are mics available and all kinds of stuff.
She's
she just
busy.
Doesn't want to. She just well, I don't know. She's managing, too. I mean, she's a manager.
Well, Monica, I'm sure you're asked this every day. Any due date, and I'm not talking about a baby, I'm talking about Logan's trading post. Any more information on that?
Well, you sound like they're getting close on
they're
Facebook.
Getting very close. They're working
well,
hard.
Well, there's Josh right there.
He's working very hard. So
we were just, were your ears burning? Because we were just talking about you, Josh. Here, we were just asking about the progress for Logan's at the market.
Oh, it's coming right along. It's coming down to the wire. We had hoped to be done a little sooner, but Mother Nature's had something to do with that.
Boy,
you know,
yeah.
Construction is always an adventure. But we're in our last few days at Seaboard Station. Our last day at Seaboard Station will be on the 28th, which is next Friday. So it's
oh, wow. It's well, I'm sure you have mixed feelings.
It's bittersweet. You know, it's been a great home for us.
It sure has.
But speaking of home, you know, we're coming home to the farmer's market where we began in 1965.
Right, down on Downtown Boulevard, where it used to flood every once in a while. I don't think you have to worry about flooding now. You're up on a hill.
I think the state had the right idea to try to get out of that mess. I mean, it was a great market, really an intimate
it
setting.
Was.
You know,
it was.
I still, you know, talk with some of the vendors that were there many years ago, and all of them remember it fondly, but I have heard all the war stories. I was only 10 years old when the market moved, but my father recounts numerous floods that they had to call in the reserves, get tractor trailers to come in and help them try to load up the whole store so it didn't float down the Crabtree Creek.
Oh, it's amazing. But, and so you will be, you got greenhouses over there. What all is this going to be like downtown, or
absolutely,
you have a different theme?
It'll be Logan's as you've always known it, with some additional new components. We're going to have some convenience hardware items at the store, but everything you're used to finding at Logan's, all the beautiful pots and containers, statuary, the whole gambit of shrubs, trees, perennials, annuals, edible plants, and of course our orchids and houseplants are an extremely popular part of our business. We do a lot of bird watching supplies, bird food, and of course all of your garden remedies for whatever's ailing you in the garden. We'll be here to help and be here operating at the farmer's market in 2 weeks' time.
Well, everybody's you know, really anticipating this and talked about it a lot, so it's wonderful. Now, you have a couple of other locations, Fuquay Varina.
We do.
And down at K-Town.
Yeah, so regular listeners to this show will know the name Nelsa Cox.
Yeah.
About a year ago, our family had the privilege of buying the garden hut down in Fuquay Varina from Nelsa. It's now known as Logan's Garden Hut, and all the wonderful things that Nelsa offered over the years, plus some of the things that she didn't offer that we have had as a strength of ours at our primary store here in Raleigh,
right,
are now located at the Garden Hut. We're very excited to introduce a partnership with a national hardware brand down there at the Garden Hut in about 2 years' time. So we'll be bringing even more solutions for your home and your garden to our friends and neighbors down in the greater Fuquay area.
Well, I certainly appreciate it's opportune that you stop by, because we have talked a lot about you and the store on the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You guys are always so good to us. I appreciate you remembering to share with folks about us.
Absolutely.
I had heard that you might be here on the market, so in the midst of all my running around trying to get things tied up, I wanted to come and say hello.
I'm glad you made it by.
Phil was here. Good to see you, Phil. Of course, I see Monica more regularly than she'd like.
Absolutely.
I'm sure these days.
Well, she just lives here.
Yeah, well, she really
literally
does.
Literally this week, I have.
She really does. I'm gonna have to talk to the commissioner, see if we can't get her a second.
We got to add on. We got to add a bedroom or something on.
We need one of those small houses or something out here.
Yeah, we do.
Well, if I can have just a second to do a shameless plug here.
Go ahead.
Ask for some help from all of our wonderful listeners. As I said, we've only got 6 days left at Seaboard Station, and I'd rather sell you something amazing at an amazing price than to have to move it. So come on down and see us. We're open all day today till 6. The entire store is at least 30% off. There are many, many items that are 50%, 75%, even 90% off. And we sure would appreciate everybody's help to help us move. Come buy some pots. Pots and containers are 50 to 75% off at the moment, as well as all of our beautiful greenhouse plants. That's been a hot commodity this week.
Uh-huh.
It'll look different. It definitely looks like a store that's on the move, but we'd love for y'all to stop by today, or we're closed on Sundays, but Monday through Friday next week, that'll be our last few days at Seaboard Station.
All right. Well, it's very sentimental. Go by and get something from the old location. Thank you very much, Josh. We love talking to you.
It's my pleasure. I hear y'all are coming back sometime soon. So
yeah,
we'll
be here. All right.
Not with my hair on fire.
All right. Yeah, that'd be good. Well, you can bring your helmet if you want to.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Josh Logan. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. It's 10:43. We're back. I'm sorry, I took my headphones off there for a second, Joel. Joel said, "Are you there? Are you there?" I'm only half here, Joel. So you got to watch me. I'm fading fast. So was the time for the show, 10:46, and we were just discussing peanuts. Now, they sell the world-famous jumbo boiled peanuts here at one of the shops, and I don't know. Johnny, do you like boiled peanuts?
No,
Do they like them up in Granville County?
We had some at an agriculture festival up there a few years ago, and somebody was making them. Not my favorite way to eat peanuts. I have to say, I like the salted in the shell and just at a good Durham Bulls ball game or something.
Right,
shell them and eat them right there. But they
now, there's some folks that used to sell. I don't know if they're still out here or not, Monica. People from Nash County that
the fried peanuts.
Yeah.
Are they
still here?
They pop in and out through our
They are the best I have ever had. They fry their own peanuts. They have a farm up in I don't know, somewhere up in the peanut land, Hertford County or somewhere like that. And they fry peanuts in peanut oil. And they have different things on the some. I think they have kind of Cajun flavor, a little powder on them.
Is there any other way except to fry them?
Your mic is not on there for some reason. I don't. There you go.
Any other way to do peanuts except fry them in peanut oil?
I don't know. But they do them perfectly. So are they here today? They're probably not here today.
I don't think so. I don't remember seeing them down
there.
They're
probably waiting for it to warm up a little bit.
But I can find out for sure. But they're usually somewhere whenever there's space down in and around the farmer's area. They're there. Or sometimes they're out in the grass areas in the busy seasons, and they sort of pop up from weekend to weekend.
That's the type of thing I have found, that if you start eating them, you can't put them down. They're not locale.
And they are here. I just got confirmation. They are here.
Oh, how about that? Cool.
Chris's Peanuts is down in our farmer's area. They usually have a red tent, so if you'll look for that, you'll find them and all those.
Might have to find me some peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know if I'm going to be condemned. Yesterday in the grocery store, I love peanut butter, so I went by and I saw that Smucker's had peanut butter infused with grape jelly. Is that okay to do that?
I don't see anything wrong. What would be wrong with that?
Well, normally you'd take the peanut butter and put it on the cracker.
It just takes the work out of it. They've done the work for you.
And then put jelly on it. But can
nothing wrong with that.
Can you leave the jar outside, Big John, after you have opened it up? Do you have to refrigerate it?
I don't know.
You do?
No, either way.
Okay.
Doesn't it have anything on the jar?
I did not see must be refrigerated.
Read the label.
But I just wondered if that was allowable, just sort of like we talk about mayonnaise. Is that allowable to do that in our culture out here?
Well, I don't know. Do you put the jelly in the...
The peanut butter has the grape jelly infused in it in long streaks. So I'm going to try it.
Well, you'd be able to taste it if it gets spoiled.
Okay.
That'll be the sign if you mess up.
I just want to know if that was against our culture, though, on the
radio show. I don't see anything wrong with that. That's pretty nifty, I think.
Value-added product.
That idea.
We'll report on that.
I haven't had any peanut butter and jelly in decades.
Yeah.
I love peanut butter.
I usually do peanut butter and honey. That's my favorite.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And that's something that, unlike jelly, that's something that doesn't spoil is honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just very special. Those bees, they are wondrous things.
They are.
They even make sure that their product doesn't spoil. Yeah. I mean, what can you ask for?
Red maples are blooming now, so they're getting
insect
out
world.
Getting some pollen, so that's good.
Yeah, hey, Phil. Now that John's gotten up, you sit down.
Sit down and talk to me.
I want to, what? Pollinator plants.
Well, while she's getting ready, let me give you the Cliff Joyner saying of the day.
I certainly don't want to stand
I encourage women to step up. Now, how about that? Don't wait for somebody to ask you.
Yeah.
That was Reese Witherspoon. How about that, Monica?
That's right.
That's right.
Step up.
That's right. Yeah. Step up. She's the manager.
Manager and Phil here, the entrepreneur.
Yeah. Doggone right. That's a good one, Cliff.
Good for Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, and Cliff Joyner, who's partly responsible for all, he gets a take out of all of it. So Melissa has stepped up. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Back to pollination. You can't hear me? You can hear me like that? Yeah, he's fixed it. Does that fix it better? All right.
You can hear me. That's what counts.
I got you. I got you now. I can hear
okay.
you. Now. I couldn't hear
all
you
right.
before.
Sounds good.
So pollinator plants.
Yes.
John, you two can talk about what would be good to buy for pollinator plants. What do you recommend?
Well, I've got, as I said before, I've got probably about 2,000 flats of perennials coming along. And a lot of those perennials are pollinator plants.
Yeah,
I'm going to have all types of butterfly weed. I'm going to have everything in the world that would be a good pollinator plant.
Trying to plant things that will bloom in the summertime, because that's
right.
usually when they have a dearth there, where you don't have a lot of food and a lot of pollen.
Well, I'm going to give my favorite, the Mexican sunflower. I have never seen as many butterflies that cover Mexican sunflower, and they're easy to grow. Just let the seed touch the ground, and up they come.
And they are very pretty plants. Some people say they're invasive, and, you know, there are things that are invasive.
That's okay.
But you can utilize them.
You can chop it down if it gets in the way.
Yeah. Or dig them up. Or
it looks like a sweet little dahlia plant, a little orange-like.
Right. Yeah, those are very nice. And they do come back, but not to the point I don't feel like they're invasive.
Yeah.
I mean, they're easy enough to take care of, to get rid of, or whatever you need to do in a spot.
Come back too hard. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of salvias. I love the salvias for pollinators. There's a lot of good salvias. The black and blue is a good perennial salvia. But
dark purple is one of my favorite plants.
Right.
That
me too.
Salvia.
I agree.
That is just...
The salvia black and blue, that salvia is very seldom without bees on it in my yard.
Yeah. You know, seldom. I wrote an article recently the bee shrub, the...
butterfly bush?
Butterfly bush.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, not bees, butterflies. And they are considered invasive. In North Carolina.
I've seen them on a list of...
that Lane helped develop are not.
Right.
But the older varieties apparently are. I've never I've never noticed them being invasive.
Well,
are considered invasive by the Ag Department in other states.
I had an old one, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was probably twice as high as I was. And that, it came up, I think the roots just ran underground and it came up on the other side of my fence. I don't think it was actually from seed.
Yeah.
Not that
That's
one.
That's interesting.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you need to plant something for the larvae, too, for the butterfly.
Right. Yeah, we had a miniature butterfly garden right there at the nursery, and it was, I mean, it did so well. We had all types of larvae on those plants.
A lot of people will plant.
I think we've got about 10 different kinds of...
That's a good pollinator.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa's
pimento
cheese. You went wild last night, didn't you?
That'll make my Linda so happy. Melissa.
Thank you.
Pimento cheese. Now, by the way, Phil and I had a big conversation yesterday about Nandina berries. I read an article again where the Nandina berries are poisonous to certain species of birds.
Cedar waxwings.
Cedar waxwing. And Phil, though, has a different theory on that. Why, I like her, I never see all the berries gone. If it's killing all the birds, why do they leave them?
I think birds are smart enough not to eat Nandina berries.
If you have something else for them to eat, they're going to eat something else.
I just think they're smart enough. I think when nature made birds, you've got to instill some type of
Yeah. If you don't have anything else and they're hungry, they may gorge themselves on it. I think there was one case in Georgia where that occurred.
Right. Yeah, one case and is not
panic. I think a full diet of Nandina berries would, for sure. I mean, that's just like us.
Yeah.
We can't eat the same thing all the time. But I just don't think that, I think animals are smart enough not to do, for the most part, not to do things that are not good for them.
Well, now that settles that question.
Yeah. Is that bothering you?
And I'm not going to dig up my Nandinas because I think in the wintertime they are very, very colorful and beautiful.
Yeah. Especially,
the reason they're colorful is because the birds don't eat the berries.
All right.
Right. But the smaller varieties, some of those,
if they're in full sun, have beautiful foliage.
Oh, well,
they don't have the berries.
They're bred not to have the berries.
So, I mean,
that was worrying Rufus. He doesn't need to kill the birds.
You pick the darndest things to worry about.
Yeah. Well, I like them settled.
How many seconds, Joel? 30 seconds. 45. All right, we'll take 45. Do I hear 30? Do I hear 35, 45? Monica, thank you so much for having us out here.
Yes, and thank you guys. We appreciate you always being here.
I'm sorry you were putting out cat litter and weren't able to join us for the whole show.
It's all good. We have to make sure everything's good and ready for our customers to come in.
Phil, thank you, as always.
Thank you.
Campbell Road Nursery, go by there. Campbell Road. And Johnny, have a safe trip back to Granville County, my friend.
We'll be calling
on you soon. Thanks to everybody, Brother Rufus. We'll see you next week.
I'm happy I got my Melissa Pimento cheese.
Yeah, that gum right.
All right.
God love you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm. Thank you, Joel. Harrison.